for me personally, I don't think it makes any sense, because at the end of the day, social media would not solve whatever issues you're having. Social media would not make the issue better. People would just make it worse, because people would tell you, yeah, you know, they would, you know, they would, yeah, it's not, they're not going to, I don't know, there's going to be news. Like I said, it's going to be hot tea. Right, it's not gonna solve the issue. So that's the thing. So I'm not a party to it. I feel like keep all your issues out of social media. If we did not know how it began, if we're not, you know, at the initial stage of where you guys are doing your lovey-dovey and everything, we don't really need to know how it ends. We don't really need to know, you know, the details. All right, keep it out of social media. Exactly. Keep it out of social media. We don't need to know, okay? Y'all go sort it out outside of social media. We in-laws really don't want to know, right? Yeah, we do, because you guys are keeping us entertained, right? If you don't do this, we're not going to have a tea to talk about. Yeah. All the issues, the in-laws, social media in-laws will just enjoy it, right? So you're keeping us entertained, but I don't think you will really want that for your marriage. Exactly. All right, so moving on straight to my number two song of the week. It is by the one, the only, Davido from Nigeria. It is actually a remix of one of his hit songs back in 2017 titled Fall, and it features Busta Rhymes. Yep, you heard the right, Busta Rhymes and Praya, and this is Fall Remix, my number two song of the week. Please enjoy, and I will be right back. Don't you go nowhere.
Baby girl, you know you be making me cuckoo. Make them all respect me like Presidente Mabuto. Your friend run up on me, I'm asking your girlfriend who you. It ain't a problem if you want me, fuck with you too. Yeah, you ain't knowing I got the antidote. Swag on 50 million, I eat it up like an antelope. Time to cut him off, little mommy, because your man's a joke. And he don't want no smoke.
Money fall on you. Banana fall on you. Prada fall on you. Cause I'm in love with you. Money fall on you. Banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you. Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking?
Who's this fat guy getting head on the buggy eye? Mole on my face, no mace, no lazy eye. Trips to Tahiti, 20 minutes on the red eye. Shorty outside, throwing up Chanel signs. Prayer will set you claim. I'm rolling on 20s, it's a LA thing. All she want is a D, I could keep the wedding ring. All I want is the coupe, the color of tangerine.
I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah, I don't wanna be a player no more. Got my guys call me Cristiano. I'm in love with you. Money fall on you. Banana fall on you. Paparazzi follow you. Cause I'm in love with you.
If I offend you,
if I offend you, because sorry, oh baby, take a to. Sorry, oh baby, take a to.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Oh baby, nothing of it to change amo. Nothing of it to change amo.
If I talk, then go say I dey talk. Yeah. Tell me why then they use Panadol for our headache. Yeah. Yeah.
How I go chop if my baby no chop?
Yeah. They want to spoil our market. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more.
Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, cause I'm in love with you. Money fall on you,
money fall.
Banana fall on you,
fall.
Paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you.
If I offend you,
if I offend you, because sorry, oh baby, take a to. Sorry, oh baby, take a to.
I'm in love with you,
I'm in love with you, baby. Nothing of it to change amo, nothing of it to change amo.
Money fall on you, banana fall on you. Paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you.
Kida, kida, kida me now. Your girlfriend, friend, person.
Mix Monster.
Alrighty, that was Fall by Davido featuring Busta Rhymes and Praya. I hope you did enjoy that one. And straight up to my number one song, drum roll, it is, it is by Olamide Bado, a music artist from Lagos, Nigeria. Olamide needs no introduction. If you're an ardent listener of Hot Tea with Moyo, you probably are familiar with who he is already. So please enjoy Woske. He titled this one Woske by Olamide, and it is, like what I mean, new. It is new. This just came out like a couple of days ago. So, you know, I promise to always bring you fresh music, and that is what I'm living up to. So please enjoy Woske by Olamide, and I will be right back. It's still Hot Tea with Moyo, reaching you live from the studios of the C4 Radio here in Prince George, BC. Don't you go nowhere.
Rayosh, Rayosh,
Shabalistico.
Hey, me Rayosh, me Rayosh, Papa ko push, Jawe yo mama ko push, Talen na wosh, hey me na wosh, Papa ko push, Jawe yo mama ko push, hey, oh yeah. Woske, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, woske, nobody ever to find, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, woske, Coca-Cola, but too shit, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh, nobody ever to find, yeah, oh, woske, yeah, oh.
Eru puti finesse shes outy. Oh my girl, ya move that thing. I like that thing where you do that thing. I love you so much, are you doubting? Say if you wanna get that money. I flip flows away, I flip my money. From Naira to Rans, Naira to pass. I'm killing the beats, I'm digging the ground. People they vest cause they want to dance. They want to feel the groove and the bounce. Like me, they make them, they act like a thousand. I spit fire when I open my mouth. Killing the beats, I'm digging the ground. People they vest cause they want to dance. They want to feel the groove and the bounce. Like me, they make them, they make them. Rayosh, me Rayosh, Papa ko push, Jawe yo mama ko push, Talen na wosh, Emye na wosh, Papa ko push, Jawe yo mama ko push, eh, oh yeah, woske, yeah oh. Yeah, oh, what's good?
know what we know. They cannot stand the stamina. They chop with people like Hannibal. A different kind of animal. Brain make them no vex me, Amina. Chop, chop, chop with people like Hannibal. A different kind of animal. Brain make them no vex me, Amina.
Pirayosh, Papa go push. Jawe yo, mama go push. Dale na wosh, if you na wosh. Papa go push, Jawe yo, mama go push. Eh, oh yeah, Woske, yeah oh.
That was Woske by Olamide Bado. And for y'all wondering what Woske means, it means check this out. That's just the simple meaning I could come up with. Check this out. I hope you did enjoy that one. So I'm just going to do a quick recap of my top five song of the week. So at number five, it was by Becca from Ghana, and she calls it Magic. And my number four song was by Harmonize from Tanzania, East Africa, and the title of the song was Kinama. Number three was Kiss Daniel Madu. Number two was Davido's Fall Remix featuring Busta Rhymes and Prior. And my number one song you just listened to was Woske by Olamide Bado. I hope you did enjoy that one. So a lot is happening in the political scene back in Nigeria. Like I mentioned the last time on the show, it's election season. So over the weekend, the general elections took place. Precisely the presidential, the senatorial, and the House of Representatives. Pardon me, House of Representatives election took place in Nigeria. But as I speak to you, this day, this minute, this moment, we don't know who the elected president of Nigeria is. It's taking the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, is taking them hours and days to, you know, declare who the winner of the general elections. Who won the elections, basically. So it's over the weekend, though, there were a lot of controversies. There was a lot of, you know, violence that did murder the election, sadly. We had, you know, gunshots in some states, you know, in some states in Nigeria, like Rivers. There was violence, there was ballot snatching. In Lagos, there was also, you know, ballot snatching. There was, you know, agents paying people to vote for their candidate. It was messed up. And I've been wondering, I'm like, how can we make this better? How can we make this you know, free and fair? It's free, the election was free, but in terms of fairness, I'm not really sure it was 100% fair. How do we make this really fair? Do we make it, because it's still the elections in Nigeria, we still do it on paper. It's not, we don't have, like, you know, a polling booth like we have here. It's still on paper, so you place your thumbprint on the candidates you want, the different parties, and their logo is printed on a ballot paper, and you as a, you know, candidate, you just go and you paste your thumb on whatever the candidate you want. So I'm thinking, if we try to advance to, you know, the polling booth method, do you think it's going to be fair? Do you think it's going to make it, you know, the process easier? Like I said, we don't know who the elected president is. All right, I would get your take on this. And also, Dara, how do you think we can make this process, this election process in Nigeria better? Because I know it can be better.
So I agree with you when it comes to advancing to a more computerized system of collecting votes. At the same time,
yes,
I think that the powers that be will not want that, because if that's the case, then they won't be able to read.
They can snatch ballot boxes. Yeah. Yes,
if it's a computerized system, they won't be able to read the election as much as they do right now. So,
but isn't that what we want, though? For there to be no ringing.
Your politicians don't want that because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't favor them. That's true.
Yeah, because they know the people are tired of what they do and how they run the country. So if they were to do a computerized system where everybody gets to vote for who they want and the process is transparent without any form of cheating or anything, it doesn't favor them. So they won't want that kind of system to run. And I also think that the people in the country need a change of mentality.
I agree 100% on that. Yes.
100%, I agree. I agree 200%.
Because you can imagine selling your... Because elections happen every 4 years, right? So you taking 1,000 naira to vote for who they want you to vote to is like selling your birthright for 1,000 naira.
And for those who don't know, 1,000 naira, which is naira is Nigerian's currency, and that equals, in terms of dollars, I think it's like maybe $5 or less. That's what a dollar or less, maybe like $3 even. That is what $1 equals to. So you can imagine selling your vote for like $3?
Yeah, so that's why I said, I think it's the poverty mentality. Because honestly, I don't know. But yeah, there's that. And if they were wise, you could have taken the 1,000 naira and still vote for the right person. Because there's no way they would check.
Yeah, I think Tepu did it. I think Tepu did that though. Yeah, I saw it on social media, on Twitter. People saying, yeah, I collected your money, but I still, you know, I still voted for my candidate of my choice, right? So I think people did that. So yeah, basically, just to, I think what we're saying is true. The change has to begin. It has to start with us. We are the change.
I feel like we are already, like, the old mindset is kind of turning around. It's going to take time, yes.
Yeah.
It is, because right now young people are out there saying we want to vote, we want a change, we don't want the same people right there, right? They are all old people. We don't, like, they don't have the same mentality. We the youth now, we are standing up for ourselves, we want to vote. So my brother constantly talks about politics. Before when he came to Canada, he just was like, was talking about, what's this guy, Magulu?
Mogalu, Kingsley Mogalu. That's one of the presidential candidates.
Mogalu. Like, Mogalu was like this day. Because now the young people are actually changing. Their mindsets are changing.
Mm-hmm.
They want their country to be lagging behind, like, other countries. They want to be better. But the thing is that people in position are making it really, really hard. The old people in position, because in the position right now, they're like, you know when they have godfathers?
Yeah, godfatherism,
They're so, like, it's so tight-knitted around them that it's like they cannot change jobs. It's like, that job is just, that's just your job for life. And then imagine just getting fired from your job for life, and then there's nothing you can do. There's, like, that's where they get income. That's where they provide for their family. That's their job, right? So someone was telling me that in terms of politics, right, nobody new ever comes to politics. It's like they're always rotating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a family business. Honestly, it's sad because you would see, like, I was looking at the result of the Senate result, the senatorial result, and it's like it has to do with, it's like a recycle of the same people. So for governors who have used, you know, the 2 terms, because you're only allowed 2 terms in as a sitting governor or president, right? So you have people who have, you know, governed a state for 8 years. And because they still want to hang on to power, they run for the senate position, and then you have them running again for senate, and then once they're done with senate, they try to run again for governor. Like it's like an unending circle. I think, as sad as it may sound, we the politicians, and if I'm generalizing, I apologize ahead of time. I think most politicians are power hungry. And my major example would be, you know, what's his name again? The ex Zimbabwe president, Mugabe, right? He was forced out of power. I think generally that's, we Africans, especially the politicians, we are just power hungry. Once we taste power, we don't want to leave it. We want to die there. It's like we just want to die there. We just want to stay there till we can stay no more. So I think once we can even get that idea, once we can, you know, get that idea, that thing in us, you know, to always want to die on power, I think that would be the beginning, honestly, of the change.
Lots of people right now, they're like, oh, like when we say they want to change, right? The first thing that, okay, shoot straight for president, right? If we become president, we can change it. But the thing is that not a lot of decision is made by the president. Like, a lot of decision is made by the president.
It starts small, yeah.
Decision, eh? You just need to be, you need to start from the lowest.
The grassroots, yeah.
Move on. A lot of young people are like, oh my god, we need to change, we're going to go straight for president, which is not right, because the president do make decision, yes, but then things that the president is also limited in a number of ways. The people surrounding the president limits his way. So even if a good president enters the position right now, a good person is willing to change Nigeria, but then as long as a lot of people that are around him are negative, and
he's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Do every single thing to put obstacles in his way. And the thing is that in 4 years, and the amount of obstacles that they're gonna put, it's not enough to achieve anything. That's why they're like, oh, nobody did this. Even people that really want to do something, right? They actually want to make a change. They actually want to do something right to the country, make it better. They are limited by the people around them, the positions that are around them, that they like the positions, the actual power hungry people know that you don't be the president. Don't just go straight for the president. Stay around.
Start, yeah.
And then you'll be able to limit decisions, get more money, more rigging is done or something like that. I feel like start small. Like, no matter how small it is, start small in the political area.
Start more, yeah. Run for the senatorial seat. Go for the, you know, House of Representatives. You know,
to get that, actually just go
exactly
straight.
Yeah,
easier to get, might as well start small and then slowly
at least people would know you would know how it's yeah,
change Nigeria in just 4 years. It's not possible to make Nigeria the best in 4 years.
If that's exactly, that's my point.
Mm-hmm. Until you even get to president, that 4 years, you see how many things you could have done just because it started small.
Yeah.
So like, main thing is start small. Let's stop rigging, and then I don't know. People are power hungry. More youth, change our mentality. That's what Nigeria needs right now.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'm always very positive. I am, you know, always super positive when it comes to the thing that has to do with Nigeria. Because at the end of the day, oh, no place like home. East, west, north, south. Home is the best, right? So I'm always positive about Nigeria. I feel like we're gonna get there. It might take a little longer, but we are definitely going to get there. I'm very anxious to know, even though I kind of have an idea who is gonna be the elected president. I feel like, okay, I'm just gonna hold my peace. I'm not gonna say anything until the result is announced, and then next week I will tell you my opinion. All right, and sadly, it's time for us to go. It's time always runs by when you're having so much fun, right? I hope you guys did enjoy today's episode of Hot Tea with Moya. I hope, you know, I was able to make your evening much, much better. I want to say a big, big thank you to Ore and Dara for, you know, hanging in the studio with me on this beautiful evening. I hope. I'll be having more of you guys. You are, no worries. I'll be having more of you guys on the show. So, till next time, guys, until I come your way again, another day, same place, same station, as I always say, guys, still living your best life. I leave you in the hands of Nini Ola, a music artist from Lagos, Nigeria, and she titles this one Banner. Didn't even ask me the meaning, okay? Because we ain't gonna go there today. Till next time, guys, stay living your best life. Banana, 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 banana
love you every day. I'm a rogue in my pound, you. I'm a rich in my pound, you. Anything that's in the pound, you. Follow the way you put it down upon me, you. When you put it down upon me, you. Anything that's in the pound, you. Or let me.